And welcome back to WSHIT's continuing coverage of the 21st annual Cross-Eyed Olympics. This, of course, is a cause we can all get behind. Crossioleus affects one out of three children born here in Crabapple since the Great Tire Fire of 1998. And to kick off the first event, tennis makes doubles, which is, of course, really singles matches, but the players do see double, is Jed Darlington, back for the fifth year in a row to sing our great national anthem. Let's hope Jed has the words memorized this year. Let's join Jed down on the field.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars were so gallantly there, as the rockets were there, and the twilight's last gleaming, and the rockets' red glare were so gallantly there. Burst stripes were all there, and the rockets were there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet glaze for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Somebody get this kid a pen and paper. Better luck next year, Jed. We'll be back to our coverage right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Who are that girl next door type? Total polar opposite of Natalie, who was like the blonde, big melon stripper. But at this time, I'm working every single day at the math lab with Delia and some
You're working every single day at the meth lab? For what?
Big melon?
Did he just say big melon? He said big melon. He used a term from the 80s that could not be more misogynistic. Hey, I like your melons. Yeah, something who's like Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, I like your melons.
I get no respect.
Hey, nice set of melons. Where'd you get those, DJ Maxx? Where'd you pick up those melons? Kohl's? Fantastic. In my experience, when the ladies that I was with wanted to have a threesome, it's because they really wanted to experiment with their sexuality. And that means that...
just the conduit to that.
They already knew what I was like. Yeah, they were like... Oh, this is so hot, Brian. Can you get us a beer? Yeah, sure. I'll go grab a couple of Bud Lights. Bud Light makes me gassy, and I think we're going to have anal sex later. Can you do me a favor and go to the store and get me some cider? Sure, I guess. You'll keep the action going? Oh, yeah, we're going to be here. Don't you worry about that. I tell you what, I think the Kroger on this side of town is out of ciders. Can you go over the bridge? To James Island to get some ciders over there.
Can you go to Charleston?
That's right.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah! We're in a party mood here at The Commercial Break because it's another episode of The Commercial Break!
It's the New Year!
Happy New Year! It's the new year, and we're all happy for you. And guess what? Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you, Oatley. Best to you out there, that individual listener, sitting in their car, taking a run, listening to their children, ignoring their husband. Whatever it is you're doing out there, we hope it's a best day for you. So best to you. Best to you. I am currently wearing my scrundle bundle.
No.
Which I've decided I'm taking back. Yes, I'm not going to let the women be the only ones to have fun on the bikinis. I've now got a scrundle bundle.
Nice.
It's just a little piece of cloth where your two potatoes hang out just a little bit.
Is it bright green? Neon green?
Imagine what you'd like, Hoadley. neon green with just a little bit of my scrundle just hanging right out on each side like that. I don't want to show the full package, right?
I feel like John Mayer, years ago, back when he was dating Jennifer Aniston, there was a picture of him on a boat. I know this to be true because I saw the picture.
And he had a scrundle bundle?
No, he had on like one of those things that goes up, you know. It was a women's bathing suit.
Like Borat did. Okay. Yeah, it goes over your boobs. Yeah,
and,
like that.
And it comes up really high. Yeah. So that might be the scrundle bundle.
That could be a scrundle bundle. I don't know. Leave it up to your imagination. Whatever you like out there in the TCB TV minus audience, it's up to you. But just know that my scrundles are bundles. My scrundles are bundled.
Bundling?
Yeah, best to you.
John Mayer.
That's right. I'm going to do it. What do we call that? The best to you greeting? The scrundle foot, the scrundle slap, where two gentlemen walk up to each other, release their scrundle opening, which is just a little cutout for your man potatoes, and then your man potatoes touch a little bit.
Yeah.
Imagine like chest bumping, but with your nuts.
Yes. I think we determined that was better than handshaking.
But way better, much more clean.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where your hands have been, who knows? But your scrundle has been safely tucked in your scrundle bundle all day long. And now with antibacterial absorbent pads. So you're literally sitting in a little pool of antibacterial.
Ready for the next.
That's right.
Clap.
Ready for the next scrundle slap. Best to you. Best to you.
Put your back into it.
Unbelievable. What's going on with my Instagram?
Yes.
I mean, everybody who's followed the arc of this show. the meteoric rise and soon to be fall of the commercial break knows that we have a little trouble with social media. We've got, however many tens of thousands of, we have had over 100,000 listeners in a 30-day period.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's incredible. Thank you to you out there who listen faithfully each time we put out one of these stupid pieces of shit. Thank you. We appreciate it. So that's a fair amount of human beings that are listening. However, no one decided to go to our social media and follow us. Now, I understand. I've talked to lots of people about this. It doesn't always translate. People with big social media followings do not always have large podcast listening audiences, and vice versa. Obviously, because we are one of them. We just started focusing on our social media account really in like mid-January. And we started with like 56 people on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
And thanks to Astrid and a bunch of other stuff that we've done, now we're at, 500 plus, maybe 600. And so go to @ the commercial break if you'd like to follow us, because we do a lot of content there that you can't get anywhere else, clips and all this other stuff. But so I decided I was going to jump in scrundle first a couple of weeks ago and get on this Reels thing. Astrid comes to me. She goes, "You got to do Reels." And I'm like, "What the fuck is a Reel? What are you talking about?" She's like, "It's this little video that you do." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, the IGTV thing." She's like, "No, not IGTV. It's a Reel." And I'm like, "What's the difference?" And she just explained to me. And then I'm like posting, pictures of myself in the bathroom as a Reel. I mean,
I saw that.
And then I had to delete it and then go back. And it was like a whole thing. I couldn't figure it out. So the rule then became, don't post anything until I've looked at it. This is what Astrid says. Don't post anything until I've put my eyes on it and let me press post, share. Yes. So that way you don't get in any trouble.
Are you just recording it with like your video?
Most of the time. Yeah. And then, I've done like probably 8 reels so far, with 2 or 3 of them getting thousands and thousands of views, which is amazing because I've never had anybody view anything of mine 1,000 times. I mean, except for the podcast, but that's really you listening, and the YouTube channel, which gets, we get a couple thousand views on each video, but it's just amazing to me. So here I go and I decide I'm going to really get creative with this, right? I can do this. I can figure out how to do a reel. It's 30 seconds or less. You got to put it. Sometimes it goes to a song. That's usually, that's what all the kids like these days. So I start putting music to it. I do one to Van Halen and I do another one to Queen and then a third one to Bill Withers. And, I'm like, these are really creative. I take a lot of time during the day. So I spent 2 hours on one of these fucking 2 hours of my life. I only spent 2 hours on a podcast. Spent 2 hours of my life making one of these fucking things. And I get 50 views, right? And 2 likes from my mom and,
and me.
And Odley. And I'm like, man, I put a lot of time into that damn reel and no one really saw it. So it kind of sucks a little bit. And then the other day, I am watching other reels to get ideas for reels, because that's what you do. You apparently on reels, you just copy other reels.
Okay.
That's how the kids get popular. You know, okay. They don't actually think of anything themselves. They just think of doing stuff that other people have already done.
Okay.
And they're with their own little twist on it. So I'm watching, and I see these two people doing to an Ice Cube song. They are doing a dance that is fucking incredible. They're like sliding to the left and sliding to the right and then sliding backwards. Like moonwalk style.
Yeah,
so smooth. Yeah. But it looks like they're robots just moving around the screen. And I was honestly, I was blown away. So the first time I watched it, I remembered that Astrid had said, you can remix a reel.
Okay.
And by pressing this button, now it's double screen. It's two, you know, double-sided screen. And the original reel will be on the left. And then you will be on the right. So people do reaction videos. They copy what they're seeing, whatever. That's one of the things that the kids are doing today on reels. Not IGTV Reels.
Yes.
Not Twitch. Not Clubhouse. Not Fireside. Not IMDb.
IMDb.
What's the other one? Lonely Fans. Whatever. It's Reels.
It's Reels.
Get it right together. Get it all together. Okay. So I'm like, oh, I can't believe what I just saw. Let me remix this real quick for my secondary reaction. So it's not my original reaction, but it's my secondary reaction. But I was so blown away the first time. I'm sure the reaction was just me with my mouth open.
Yeah.
It's like how cool these kids are dancing. So I do it a second time, and that's all I do. I'm just reacting to the video. And I do a little slide to the left and slide to the right, but not like these guys do. I'm just kind of, you know, like fucking around.
Yeah.
10,000 views! I spent 2 hours on a reel. You could look at it once. Not once! But, you know, just open my mouth while somebody else is doing a reel and I get 10,000 views. I don't understand social media. I feel like we need Jeff Dwoskin in here.
We do.
Jeff Dwoskin's like, he invites me onto a program the other day on his Facebook Live program where they talk about, you know, television shows. 10,000 people are watching.
Oh.
I'm like, 10,000 people? How do you do that? It's kind of small audience. Small audience. I can't get two people to watch my three and a half hour production known as Brian's Reels. I can't get three people to watch it.
You just got to try different things. And this is what's sticking.
I don't get it. Yeah, so now I guess I'm just going to be the guy who reacts to everything.
Yeah.
I guess people like watching my face when people... TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes and get our entire library on audio and video. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Like and subscribe. Hit that. Smash that like bell.
Smash it.
Smash that subscribe bell. Get it. Get after it. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. And please, if you don't mind, 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a message or text us. We're always available. Here is what we are going to do for The Commercial Break listeners coming up real soon. I am going to give away. Here's what I'm going to give away. Are you ready for this?
Yes, ready.
You haven't even heard about this.
I know.
So here it is.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I am going to give away $500. $500.
To me?
To that one of so our... Sweet. To you. you're like, that's $600 more than I've made on this show.
We're in the money.
Thanks, NordVPN. We're going to give away $500 to the best YouTube or Instagram comment that comes our way.
Wow.
And this is going to be all the month of June. Now, month of June is not here yet, but it is coming quickly. So I want you to pay attention. You have to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You have to be a subscriber and you have to comment on one of our videos. I will. And then we will reply to that comment. Same thing with any of our Instagram posts for the month of June. And then on the July 4th or closest to the July 4th as we can get, which I think will be July 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, is a Friday. Then we will give away $500 right here on air. You're coming on to The Commercial Break to accept your $500 winnings as the best commenter for the YouTube. Now, this obvious shill to get more people to engage on our social media. Yes, it is. But who fucking cares? It's $500. Who can't use $500? I want to incentivize you to go and become, you know, get involved. Because the truth is we respond to comments and we do all this stuff. We want to do all this fun stuff. We want to do it with you, our listeners. $500. Second thing we're going to do is in June, we are going to start broadcasting live on IGTV and Twitch. TCB TV minus. It's so hard to say.
It is.
It's so hard to say. Say that five times fast.
Yes.
TCBTV minus will be coming live to Twitch and IG
television. Yes, I'm excited
television.
About
that. Yes, a whole brand, not the podcast, an actual video, a vodcast, a live stream made just for video is coming in June. And that's also why I want to incentivize you to be on our YouTube channel or be on our IG. What do you think?
I love it.
$500 in American Express gold dot gift cards.
They have to be the gold dot. They have to be the gold dot.
Or what's another place you wanted me to go to the makeup place? Sephora.
Yes.
$500 in Sephora gift cards for you and for your loved ones.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TikTok is the thing that the kids are doing. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Have you heard
yeah.
about TikTok?
I have. I've been here.
TikTok.
I've definitely been hearing about TikTok, and I love to watch videos on TikTok.
It's a black hole, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I got it about 7 months ago, and I cannot stop watching.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't get on TikTok too much, because just like Clubhouse was at the beginning when I first got on Clubhouse, it's like, it's a total black hole.
Yeah.
I just keep on going and going and going.
You can.
Yeah, and, you know, half it is, you know, girls in bikinis bouncing their butts around, and then the other half is, like, super interesting videos. It's
yes.
got a, they have an interesting mix. They figure out what you like real quick, and then they start serving that
I
up
like
to you.
I like the cooking ones.
Yeah, well, I don't have any
but
cooking.
You like
I just,
the girls
in bikinis.
Bikinis.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, I don't like anything, so I don't know how, I know how they do it. It's like, if I stop and watch
it.
Yeah, and they're like, ah, got you, Brian.
Yeah,
you like that.
You
like those
We're watching
titties.
You watching it.
Yeah, you like those titties. Bikini girl. I'm looking for bikini girl. And so TikTok is the thing that the kids are doing, and TikTok is making stars out of some people.
Yes. Yes, very
but
big ones.
Just like YouTube, you know, there's the dark side, or not to say the dark side, the douche side of TikTok.
The dark side.
The douche side. Ooh. And I have found it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
His name is Russell Hartley. Russell Hartley is a, I don't know if he is a, like self-proclaimed pickup artist, but everyone else on the internet is claiming that he's a pickup artist.
Yeah.
And he is certainly a douche of the highest order. I mean, this guy is like, he is a young...
Is he young Frankie B?
He's a young Frankie B. Very young.
Okay.
I can't imagine this guy is more than 24, 25 years old. So he's still at that age where you're scared of pussy. Ask me. Remember
oh my
old
gosh,
friend
I'm
Paul?
My drink
yeah,
out.
I know. You're still the age where you're scared of pussy.
Yes.
Oh, really, Paul? Yep. And he was right, actually.
Now looking back.
Yeah, now looking back, I'm like, he was so right. girls intimidated me. This girl still intimidate me. But so Russell is, you know, 24, 25 years old. I'm guessing. I don't know how old this he is. I just started digging into this a couple days ago. But the things that this guy says on these 1 minute videos is in-fucking credible. I mean, he is obviously... He is purposefully poking the bear. I think there's two kind of jackasses in the world. The kind that are being jackasses because they know that just like wrestling, the heel gets a lot of attention.
Right.
or
the theater of it all.
That's right. The theater of it all. Uh-huh. The, you know, you're the hero or the villain. You're the antagonist or the protagonist. Yes. One of the two. And so I wonder if this guy is just a protagonist or antagonist. That's just what he does because he knows he can do it. And in real life, I mean, he's probably still a douche just because he's a douche, right? But I wonder if in real life people actually like this guy or if he acts exactly like this. But I went through his videos and so many people are complaining about this guy that I thought I'm going to have to get to the bottom of exactly what's going on. Brian's investigations. That's right. DCBTV investigates.
It's hard asking those hard questions.
Asking those tough questions like, is he a douche or is he not a douche? I wish he was here. I'd be like, are you a douche?
What was it? Like Inside Edition?
Inside Edition, yeah. Are you a douche? Inside Edition. Today on Inside Edition, Russell Hartley, TikTok asshole. Or friendly guy. We ask the hard-hitting questions. Hi, I'm reporter Brian Green here with Russell Hartley. Russell, are you a douche? Inside Edition is some of the worst programming available. But, you know, every once in a while they have an interesting story on Inside Edition. Yeah. They actually have one of my favorite clips of those preachers is when they catch him outside at the airport getting off his private plane. What's his name? Good old, Kenneth Copeland. Uh-huh. And they catch him outside. They're asking about the private plane. He's like, he just doesn't know what to say. He's like, my wife loves Inside Edition. Oh, praise be Jesus Christ. The reason why I needed a private plane is because when you're up there in the tube stuck with other devils and slithery things on that, you can't be, I need my private plane to get from one place to the other.
Oh, that's right.
With my scrundle foot clean. I need a place to wash my scrundle sack.
That's right.
Your face looks like a scrundle sack, Kenneth Copeland. Jackass stealing billions of dollars from people. Anyway, so I find a couple of videos that I think are worthy of the TCBTV minus
treatment.
This is the kind of treatment you're gonna see on TCBTV minus.
Quality program.
This is the quality program you two can receive on TCBTV minus. Cut the cord from those other pluses. Cut the cord from the pluses. Take out one of the hashes from the pluses. Why spend so much money on two marks when you could just have one? Do you really need a plus, or can you take that little stick away and make it a minus? Why pay so much for that straight up stick? Why pay so much for the vertical and the plus? Take
cut
it out.
The cord on the plus.
Cut the vertical stick out of the plus sign. You too. Look at my glasses. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the commercial break.
That's your interview look.
This is my serious interview. Are you a douche? Are you really a douche? Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak right now for these visuals. Yes. Are you really a douche? Or do you just appear to be one in every piece of media that I found? Are you really a douche? Or is that just something you're putting on for everybody? Brian Green, hard-hitting investigative journalist, also blind in his right eye. Are you a douche? What if I just stared at people with my right eye? Are you a douche?
That would definitely take people, you know,
off kilter. That's right.
Like, why?
I'm coming in hot.
Why does he know that his glasses are like
and
that?
If I just blinked real hard, are you a douche? You've got to see these visuals. You've got to see these visuals. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Let's start off with something easy. I want to show you. So he has multiple girlfriends, and he tells this story about having multiple girlfriends at the same time. Allegedly. That's correct. Here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a storyteller. I know exactly what storytellers do, right? And I understand when you're putting a little shine on a story, like you're making a fish tail. You know, the fish was actually a foot long. You make it 2 feet long, mm-hmm. right? That's a good storyteller. And then there's, you know, I've never picked up a fishing pole in my life, and I caught a 30-foot bass.
Right.
Right. Then there's that kind of storyteller, which means you're just full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to the story and tell me if it holds water, but let's walk through it as if it's the truth. Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Ready.
Here we go. There's 5 parts, 5 minutes long. 5 parts to it. We'll go through it.
Having two separate girlfriends, part one. Now, I'm not perfect, and I wouldn't say that I'm...
When you start off with, well, I'm not perfect, you're already apologizing for the story that you're about to have. Mm-hmm. Listen to this guy. He's so cocksure. What does cocksure even mean? Why put cock in front of it?
proud of this particularly, but I've learned a lot.
I'm not proud of it, but I'm going to share it to all 350 right. million of yeah. my TikTok followers.
I'm not proud of it.
Come on, Russell.
But I thought you liked it.
Yeah, I thought you needed to know. Right. I thought you needed to know about that time I had two girlfriends at the same time.
That time I wasn't proud. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to tell this story. Right. Making me look incredibly good to all the women out there, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
Lessons, and I think it's important that I share with you my experience with how this plays out.
Why is it important that you share with everybody about the time you had two girlfriends? Can't we all figure out that probably doesn't work out in the end? Like, what were we hoping for? You got married to both? This isn't sister wives. It's Russell Hartley from Charleston, South Carolina. By the way, I love Charleston.
I do too.
I love Charleston. Mm-hmm. You guys need, yeah, you're growing douches like this. You need to bring in, import some people like me. Mm-hmm. Invite me over. Give me a studio and $250,000 to produce TCBTV minus, and I'm yours.
Yes.
For 6 months.
Let's start with how I met the first girlfriend. So I'm at Walmart getting groceries, and I'm carrying...
Wait, who goes to Walmart for groceries?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have like a Whole Foods over there? Or Kroger?
Publix, Kroger, Aldi? TJ... not TJ.
TJ Maxx?
Trader Joe's.
You don't have a TJ Maxx where you can pick up some fresh lettuce?
I'm in Trader Joe's.
TJ Maxx?
Well, usually
welcome to TJ Maxx. Where's your produce department? I heard from Russell.
I was like in TJ.
Okay.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Yes. TJ. I heard from Russell that you have fresh produce. Right next to the used shoes department yes. at TJ Maxx. You know those shoes are yeah. used. You know they're used.
They do yeah. have dirt on them.
That's
all the
right.
time.
It looks like they put the little fancy little sticker and they clip the thing on so you can't steal them. But the truth is that they're dirty, stretched out. Most of them don't have shoelaces. Most of them don't even have the same shoe. Like, it's true. Two different sizes. But I shop at TJ Maxx,
I know,
so
right?
just I'm not knocking it.
Out these groceries to my car, and some girl comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and I'm like holding these groceries, and she says, "Hey, my friend thinks you're cute." And
okay, this story is already unbelievable because never in the history of ever. Now, I'm not Russell Hartley, admittedly. I'm not some, you know, spit shine and polish handsome man, right? But never in the history of ever has anyone tapped me on the shoulder anywhere and said, "Hey, my friend thinks you're cute." And then it led to two girlfriends. Never. Never. Maybe I'm just mad. Maybe I'm just jealous.
I look across the way and I see an ombre blonde girl who's tan like...
Ombre
what the fuck
blonde?
Is ombre blonde
it's a,
girl?
It's a hair.
Oh, I thought that was like ombre. A racist term for a Mexican.
No, it's
ombre. Ombre. What is ombre? Like dirty blonde?
Yeah, it's like a different kind of shades of, yeah. of colors on your hair. Yeah.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
A baked potato dressed head to toe in a Hooters outfit standing in the Walmart parking lot. And I was like, oh my God, that's my dream. I mean, what more could you ask for?
A girl not standing
that's
head
your
to
dream?
Toe? Yeah, that's your dream? A girl not standing head to toe in a Hooters outfit in the Walmart parking lot?
At the Walmart
lot?
Parking yeah. lot, just put the cherry on top of
that's
that
right. Yeah, I know. In the Walmart parking lot? Where are you living?
Like maybe at Hooters.
Are you in the actual Charleston proper? I'm just wondering, are you over the bridge or under the bridge? I'm not sure.
I haven't seen the Hooters or the Walmart in downtown Charleston.
Nope. No. I don't see the Hooters in downtown Charleston. Hey, not knocking Hooters girls. No. I've known a few of them. But this already sounds like a fabricated tale to me.
Yeah. Anyways, we dated for the rest of the summer and she ended up moving in with me in Charleston. So now I'm living with this girl and she's upgraded from being a Hooters girl to being a full-time stripper. Also, she's going to nursing school full-time.
Ah!
That's right.
That's where you lost me. That's right. Paying your way through nursing school. From Hooters to stripper to nursing school to MD.
Yeah.
I mean. To rocket scientist.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? In 3 short months, she lived with me for the rest of the summer, which is 3 months.
Yeah.
So in 3 months, she went from Hooters to strippers to PhD. From the Walmart parking lot to moved in with you in your bachelor pad in downtown Charleston, which is horribly expensive, by the way. I already know you went to private school and your parents have way too much money.
I know, a walking cliche. Anyways, I was in love and we dated like that into my school semester. But
into your school semester? What are you, in high school? So here I was, 16 years old at the Walmart parking lot.
It could have been.
Eventually into that semester, one of my classes assigned a group project and that's when I met Delia.
Delia.
Having two separate girlfriends.
Delia. Who the fuck is Delia?
And he just met her. We don't know.
Who's named Delia?
So Delia was a foreign exchange student from Romania.
The old foreign exchange student.
Yeah. The lure of the accent.
I know.
I
know how difficult it is to be, you know, it's all you want to do for the summer is sit around, you know, clap scrundlefoots with your friends. Go to the pool, shoot your shot with your girlfriend's best friend. Right. And then all of a sudden you get tapped on the shoulder by the Hooters girl, soon to be stripper.
I mean,
she moves
lives.
In with you. And then now you got some other girl, you know, some hot foreign exchange student. It's just into your semester.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Into your school semester.
Into your school semester.
Because
who talks like that?
That's versus another type of semester.
Yeah, another type of semester. One of them's working on their PhD. The other one's working on a school project. Sounds like you're in high school, dude.
Yeah, and she was one of those like gorgeous, but like in a low key way.
So ugly.
Sort of that girl next door type. Total polar opposite of Natalie, who was like the blonde, big melon stripper. But at this time, I'm working every single day at the math lab with Delia and some.
You're working every single day at the meth lab for what?
Big melon?
Did he just say big melon? He said big melon. He used a term from the 80s that could not be more misogynistic. Hey, I like your melons. Yeah, something. Who's that? Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, I like your melons.
I get no respect.
Hey, nice set of melons. Where'd you get those, TJ Maxx? Where'd you pick up those melons? Kohl's? Fantastic. Hey, Wong, what's with all the pictures? It's a parking lot. I love Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh my God, he was so good.
I know, but this is a term straight out of a Rodney Dangerfield movie. Melons. Who says that anymore? Big melons. Where'd you get those melons, DJ Maxx? That's funny, actually. It's called a callback for all your comedy fans.
Other guys in the math department. And one day we break for lunch and Delia and I decide to go to the Kickin' Chicken, which is like a sandwich place in downtown Charleston.
Anytime you fill a story with too many details, it just starts. Yeah, the Kickin' Chicken. Who would remember that kind of detail?
Yeah.
Who does that? No one does that. You're just talking to yourself in circles, dude. He already feels to me like such a dude, like the kind of guy I don't want to hang out with, you know? Like, he's going to tell me that story again about the time him and Delia went to the Kickin' Chicken. He's going to tell me about the time he met somebody at the TJ Maxx produce department and then he went to Kickin' Chicken with somebody from the meth lab. I'm already tuned out.
We had lunch together, but we had some extra time before we had to get back. So we walked around the downtown area and somewhere in there, I kissed her. We went back to the math lab together and played it off like nothing had happened.
Oh,
there was a kiss.
Are you in elementary school?
There was
dude?
A kiss in an alley.
Yeah, a kiss in an alley in downtown Charleston.
We had a little time.
Right after the Kickin' Chicken. I had a bad case of the shits. I
had to go behind the dumpster.
Yeah, I had to go behind the dumpster. I asked her if I could use a tampon to wipe my ass, and then I kissed her. So romantic. She was that low-key kind of hot. You know the kind of hot where you don't want to be seen in public with her, and they're not afraid to take a shit in front of her. That kind of hot. You know what I'm talking about? The kind of hot where behind a dumpster is exactly where you would kiss her. That's what she deserved. I would have gotten her in the dumpster, but my stomach hurt from the Kickin' Chicken. But we were high on meth from the meth lab, so it didn't matter. Right. Then we went back to school and pretended like it never happened.
That's why I played it off.
What adult pretends like nothing ever happened? What are you worried about?
I know.
What are you worried about? People in the meth lab, the math lab, whatever you're calling it, math lab. I haven't heard that term since sixth grade. The math lab. What? First of all, second of all, what are you worried about? Who's gonna? Oh, look, they.
Whoa.
Look, oh.
They seem like they kissed.
Yeah, you still have hot sauce all over your vagina. Did he eat you out at the Kickin' Chicken?
Looks like it.
You got a hey, Russell. You got a ring full of like chicken crumbles around your cock. Did she give you a blowjob at the Kickin' Chicken? That's right. We had chicken lollipops, and she gave me head right under the table, right behind the dumpster.
We were trying to play it off, but it looks like y'all found out.
I forgot my credit card, so we went and got some Kickin' Chicken out of the dumpster. But, you know, she's a low-key kind of hot where you can do that. She's a low-key kind of hot where she doesn't care. She'll eat anything. She's like a trash compactor. You can just stuff old produce from DJ Maxx in her mouth.
But from that moment on, we essentially started dating after that. Now, mind you, I'm living with my other girlfriend.
Yeah. What? Essentially started dating.
Essentially. Mean?
That means he takes her behind the dumpster and makes out with
her. Yeah. It's a low key kind of.
Clearly, Bellini or whatever her name is. Delini? Delina? Delayla? What is that? Delini? I forgot her name already. Bellini? Clearly, the low key kind of hot girl from the meth lab doesn't warrant the kind of respect that the stripper. That's a stripper who's earning her PhD does.
She's got those melons.
That's right. She's got those melons, though.
In James Island, at the same time this is going on, and Delia has no...
Why do you have to mention all the places specifically?
That is
that part I don't get. Yeah. Like, even, I tell a lot of stories, and I don't know that I get into that much granular detail. It's not relevant to the story.
Right.
It doesn't even matter where you're living. She lived on the other side of town would have been appropriate, right?
Yeah. No fucking idea. And Delia lives across town in Mount Pleasant, so there's a huge...
Delia lives at 1234 Market Street in Mount Pleasant, zip code 40425. You know what I'm talking about, right, Charleston? You know how far away those are. You know how this story could possibly be real because they're so far apart that they'll never see each other.
That's right.
There's no photos or cameras or iPhones at this time. I'm 22.
Divide between the two. But I would drive over there and see Delia throughout the week while living with my full-time girlfriend. It gets worse.
It gets worse?
Oh.
I'm already bored by the story. It gets worse.
Was this while his other girlfriend was stripping?
I guess.
He would then go over there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess she's sleeping because, you know, the strippers are up late and he's at the meth lab hanging out, hiding the signs of kissing.
It was like the fucking movies or like those stories you hear where men have like full-blown families.
Like the stories you hear, like the one you're telling?
He's on the other side of the country. Like, it felt exactly like that. And I was romantic with both of them. Like, seriously, I would take one to dates. Like, and there's only a certain amount of things you can do in the Charleston area. And I would take one to a date. Like, seriously, flowers, dates, everything.
Flowers, dates, and everything? You threw in and everything? Wow, Russell, you get games on 10.
And then I would take the other one to do exactly the same fucking thing. I was literally like reliving the same date, maybe even watching the same movies twice.
You know, nothing
he's
says romance
weird.
Like taking somebody to a movie.
<He's> weird.
Yeah, I know. He's weird. He's so strange. There are so many videos I could have taken from this guy where he's like, you can tell he's trying to walk the edge between being cool and like, you know, so girls don't hate him totally, but talking guy language enough that guys are into it.
Why would he do the same exact thing too? I don't know why that's sticking out.
I don't know. Why
me.
Would you go see the movie the same twice? Yeah, all this stuff
the
is sticking out
place,
to me. You're going to go to the same
flowers and the same,
Let me tell you a little story. I used to go to a bar.
Uncle Brian.
Yeah, Uncle Brian. Grandpa Swimmy Trunks will tell you a story now. Uncle Bud Light will tell you a story now. When I lived over at the old place with the pool that I told last week, there was a bar across the street, Central City Tavern.
Oh, I remember that place. Yep.
It had been in two locations. This was its second location, and I had been going there since 10 years in its first location, and then now it's been there for 4 or 5
years.
That's
right. That was the other place that was then off of
123
Howell Mill. 123
Howell Mill Street. That's right. So I used to go into that place twice a day. I mean, I was there all the fucking time. I had a permanent seat at the bar. They knew me. I knew them. I brought everybody there. All
you
of
did.
My friends. We spent so much time in that bar in both locations. And I would take everybody that I would go on a date with there.
Yeah.
Right? I went on a date one time. I went on a Tinder date in the morning or in the afternoon. And then at night, I brought another date there. And the bartender fucked me up. Because when we got there, he said, what happened to the chick? He said her name. What happened to Caroline? And I was like, what? He's like, you know, trying to play it off.
Yeah.
He's like, the girl you were here with earlier. What happened to her? He totally fucking busted me.
Nice.
Now, I realized he wasn't trying to, but you don't take girls to the same place if you're trying to date twice. And I'm not trying to live two lives. I was just going on two dates. It was still very rude.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter. She was the low-key kind of hot. Or you don't, it doesn't matter. Her feelings don't matter. She's a low-key kind of hot. Mm-hmm.
And this went on like this for the whole semester. On one hand, I was dating this crazy exotic stripper type that would bring girls home and we'd have a great time.
Throw that in. Yeah, now, you know, I was a crazy exotic stripper type where there's 6 or 7 women at the house all the time. Licking my taint.
Big melons bouncing around.
Big melons bouncing around. I literally didn't take a shower for the whole semester because I would just be washed in women's spit. They would lick me up and down like a cat before I would go to school. You know, the cat licks its paw. I would just say, I got to go to school, wash my scrundle foot.
Whatever. And then on the other hand, I was dating this super sweet girl next door, nerdy bookworm type. Both amazing women. And neither one of them had a clue. For about 4 months. And it didn't matter how careful.
Dun, 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 dun!
For about 4 months.
Wow, this story almost got interesting.
Well, I was. Delia actually crawled my social media and discovered evidence of Natalie, reached out to her and was like, who are you?
Guess she went so low key.
Yeah, I guess she went so low key. And why the fuck was she crawling your social media? What does that mean? Second of all, third of all, why are you putting shit on social media?
Yeah.
You're trying to date two women at the same time. Why would you? She found evidence. Like, what kind of evidence did she find? The fact that she was living with you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really kind of hard to fucking, you know, twist and twirl around, my friend.
Yeah.
So I'm in the library studying for a final that I have the next day.
No, you're not. You're so full of shit. You're at the kicking chicken behind the dumpster looking to get another blowjob from low-key hot girls.
And Natalie texts me and says, who the fuck is Delia? Remember, I'm living with Natalie and all my stuff's there. So I literally pack up my bags, I get in my car, and then I drive back to James Island.
I thought he was at the library first, and now he packs up.
Listen, he's at the library, but now he packs up and now he drives across the bridge over to James Island. He takes a left on Market Street and then a right on Turtle Street. And then he stops for a pack of cigarettes, but he forgot. He put his light, left his lighter back at the library. So you know what he does? He makes a U-turn on Donald Street and he goes back over the bridge. But remember, there's traffic, so he has to get... You're telling too many details to make this story true. It's I live with two girls. One of them busted me. I got a lot of blowjobs.
In an absolute panic the whole way. So much so that I ran the red light right in front of my apartment complex.
The story has a twist.
And of course, there was a cop chilling.
Oh, of course there's a cop there.
Cop chilling.
Right there, I got pulled over. But get this shit. The cop knew me. He lived literally three doors down from my unit number.
Down is my favorite band.
He had seen all the girls coming in.
I want to touch you like that. I will. Yes, I will. Is that Three Doors Down? I think I said that last time. It's not Three Doors Down. I don't even know a Three Doors Down song. What is it? Is that Wes Scantlin who's in Three Doors Down?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I got a few of those during that time era mixed up.
You know what we got to do with TCB TV Minus? Yeah. That guy, Wes Scantlin, I think he's from Three Doors Down.
Uh-huh.
The crackhead singer, he did the About a Girl song or Nirvana in the iHeart Media Studios one time.
Oh, right.
I need an easy friend. I do have a hand to land. That's what it sounded like. He was so awful. It's quite possibly the worst singer you ever heard. Wes Scantlin is the worst singer. And I do. The most interesting thing about this story is that you made a Three Doors Down reference that made me go to Wes Scantlin.
Sometimes see him hanging out with Natalie and some girls we would have over at the pool. So he lets me go, but remember this for later. Okay. I walk into our apartment and all my stuff is like thrown over the couches. I got an open suitcase with the stuff kind of thrown in its general direction. It's just a...
In your genital direction. This is what you should... Yeah. Fuck you! I'm trying to earn my nursing degree! You getting blowjob at chicken chicken.
So the cop would hang out with the stripper and her friends at the pool.
Yes, he lived three doors down from his unit number, which was three, just in case you're keeping, in case you're keeping score here. And he pulled him over, but he didn't give him a traffic ticket because let me guess, the cop is fucking your girl.
Yes.
This is how this story is going to end.
Yes.
This is like straight out of Casting 101.
Absolute disaster in there. And Natalie's just fucking screaming as soon as I walk in the door. Who the fuck is Delia? You've been seeing this girl for months. She told me everything. It all came out. And I'm just trying to uselessly salvage this relationship. But something weird came up.
You're also uselessly trying to sell this story.
Knew I got pulled over. Natalie and I argued the rest of the night.
Sure,
and in that argument came out that she had been fucking that cop, the same one that pulled me over for months. And then I realized he let me go out of fucking sympathy, I guess. And
I don't believe this story. I don't believe this story, first of all. Second of all, it's totally misogynistic the way you're talking about women in this story. And third of all, no one really does this.
No.
I mean, I understand there's lots of cheaters out there and they go to great lengths to make sure that, you know, one doesn't realize about the other and all this other stuff.
There is,
But those are professional cheaters who understand how to lie and they don't tell those stories on TikTok, okay? I'm just throwing that out there. They're not 22
or
in the math
Facebook
lab.
Facebook posting pictures of the
That's right.
They're not on social media.
Yeah.
The real cheaters aren't really on social media, the professionals.
The professionals aren't on social media because they know that's just a trap, right? But here's the thing. I could have believed the story if you would have said, I was dating this hot Hooters waitress and I met a girl at Math Lab and we fucked one time and I got caught, right? Yeah. But this whole long story about how you had two girlfriends and you were visiting the same places and going to see the same movie and then the cop caught you and surprise, surprise, she's actually been fucking my girlfriend the whole time. So I was in the right. Come on, man. This doesn't happen. This shit doesn't happen. You're so full of it. The cop happened to pull you over and the cop happened to be fucking the girlfriend that happened to catch you cheating that happened that the same day.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know what happened? You're full of shit. That's what happened. I understand why people hate you.
He just
you.
Wanted to get on TikTok.
That's right. He just wanted to get on TikTok and tell this interesting story, which, by the way, was written as if it was a pilot for a bad television program on the CW.
Exactly. He needs to hone his skills.
He's like, man, this story's going to be great. I just see like Russell like hyping himself up in the mirror. Story's going to be great. They're going to eat it up. Never in TikTok history has a story like this been told. It's got twists. It's got turns. I'm going to tell them about Market Street. 1, 2, 3, kicking chicken. And I'm going to be behind the dumpster. We're going to be kissing in downtown Charleston. And I'm going to make sure they know about the bridge and how it separates you from the rest of the world. And la, 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 and the cop. Oh, it's such a twist. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
Whatever, like a fart in church, Russell.
I didn't make it to my exam. I failed it and literally got a zero on the final.
Oh, well, you deserve that,
you
buddy.
You deserve that,
if that really did
that
happen.
Part, I believe. That part, I believe. That you somehow made a zero on your final.
No.
You're too busy writing movie scripts. The next award-winning thriller.
In the library.
Yeah. And the Oscar goes to Russell Hartley for...
I was in the library. Yeah. That's it.
And the Oscar goes to chicken, kicking chicken dickin. Putting my dick in the kicking chicken by Russell Hartley. Russell.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he was playing that in his
Russell, head. How did you, this script is full of twists and turns. It's suspense building by every it moment. Is. How did you ever write this? Well, part of it's true, you know. I did go to the chicken kick the kicking chicken once. And I was dating a low-key hot girl, which means ugly. She had no legs. Okay, that's it.
It was a business course. It wasn't really important to my major. And at this point, I hadn't even heard from Delia yet. And I didn't want to call her because I was afraid. 2 days later, I'm dealing with moving Natalie out because the apartment was in my name. But Delia reaches out to me on Facebook. And poor girl, this girl writes this long-winded paragraph in her not-so-great English saying, I don't really care about Natalie. I just want to know how you care about me. I mean, this girl really loved me.
Oh, we got to make sure everyone knows how much you're loved. Because, you know, even though you were a dick, the other girl was cheating on you first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means this story really isn't that bad, Russell. Mm-hmm. You actually, I think you redeemed yourself. I think the cop that was plowing your hot girlfriend redeems the fact that you were cheating on your not hot girlfriend. But, you know, listen, Russell is full of wisdom. I just want you to know this. Russell can also let you know how you too can be a part of a threesome.
Oh, he does. He gives you instructions?
He gives you instructions. He lets you know how he's done it and how you may replicate his
That's
success.
That's how to basically do the opposite of whatever he just said. Don't go to a Walmart.
I can hear people saying, don't go to Walmart. Yeah.
Don't date a stripper.
Don't date a stripper. Don't buy your produce at TJ Maxx. Yes, don't do that. Don't go to the kicking chicken on 4th Street.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. People are going to say, well, Brian, you also tell a lot of stories, and some of them don't sound believable. Yes, but I will tell you the truth about those stories, because I'm a little longer in the tooth than Mr. Russell here. And the truth about threesomes is they're not great, at least not my experience, because the person who gets left out is you, me.
There is somebody that gets left out.
Because in my experience, when the ladies that I was with wanted to have a threesome, it's because they really wanted to experiment with their sexuality. And that means that...
You were just the conduit to that.
They already knew what I was like. Yeah, they were like... Oh, this is so hot, Brian. Can you get us a beer? Yeah, sure. I'll go grab a couple of Bud Lights. Bud Light makes me gassy, and I think we're going to have anal sex later. Can you do me a favor and go to the store and get me some ciders? Sure, I guess. You'll keep the action going? Oh, yeah, we're going to be here. Don't you worry about that. I tell you what, I don't think the Kroger's. I think the Kroger on this side of town is out of ciders. Can you go over the bridge?
to James Island.
To James Island to get some ciders
over
there.
You go to Charleston?
That's right. And we're going to want a fish fry after this. So if you could go catch some fish, I'd appreciate it. Give us 7 to 12 days. Come back. We'll be ready for you. We're just going to go ahead and take a shower, get cleaned up and ready. We're ready to get into bed with you. Oh, you're so hot, Brian. That's my experience. That's what a real threesome is like. They asked me to leave the room. And then locked the door. And then I was like, hey, I got your cider. And they're like, okay, be right out doing girl stuff. It's messy. I have my period. Why don't you go downstairs and watch Gone with the Wind? And then we'll let you know how we're feeling later. Don't worry. It's still super hot in here. We're ready for you. Okay. I'll be downstairs. Yeah. Okay, I can start cooking some dinner. Baked potatoes on 250 degrees for 7 to 12 hours. Call us when they're done. We're ready for you. That's my experience with threesomes. Let's find out what Russell's is.
How I convinced my girlfriend to have a three-way, part two. So I'm at this club in
part
Hollywood.
Two?
It's actually part one. He's got the parts wrong. And Russell can't even keep up with his own bullshit. And I'll keep up with it for him. It's part one.
Every Wednesday night. I mean, that's pretty much the spot to go. And when you go often enough, you start to know everybody there. Because there's other regulars just like you. They're like, hey, what's up? You guys never hang out outside of the club. But you know everybody
you're
basically in
scrundles.
The menu. The bartender.
Yeah, you're tapping scrundle foods. Scrundlefoot, you're slapping potatoes together, you're high five, you're shooting your shot, you're giving advice no one gives a shit about.
Hey,
hey. Hot girlfriend, make sure if you're going to date another one, she's on the other side of James Island. I'll take a bottle of Tanqueray. Yes, sir. Who are you? I'm Russell. I've been coming every week for like 6 years. Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to need a credit card. In. Do you have any ladies with you? Because we only give the VIP tables to people that... What? I'm Russell. I got two girlfriends. One of them's on James Island. The other one's studying for her PhD over at Tattletales.
She's stripping.
Yeah.
Down.
She's over at Tips and Dits. Don't you know me?
The one with the big melons.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. It's me. I've been coming here... I'm sorry, sir. We can't let you in. Here comes that jackass looking to get in every week. Thinks he knows people here. I don't know. Maybe he's got schizophrenia. I'm not sure. Poor guy.
Know you, and it's all cool. And when you become a regular like I was, you get to hang out with the promoters and stuff. And as long as you're a cool guy, they're cool with you, like, hanging out at the table, talking to the girls. Because the girls will sit around the table bored because there's no guys ever around. So you pretty much get to have your pick.
There's no guys around all the hot girls. Don't worry about it. Never guys around the hot girls. Yeah.
Russell, take your pick. Yeah, of Russell. Table. Just, in fact, mate, go to hot table hop.
Yeah. Russell, quick, all these hot girls that I got for the promotion, that no one's talking to them. I don't know what happened.
Thank God Russell's here, yeah. Waving him over.
Well, it is gay night at the club.
Pick of the litter. Only if the girl that you're hitting on isn't the girl that the promoter has his eyes on.
Russell, you're always getting in trouble.
Russ.
Russ. You are just rambunctious. You rascal. You're a little Eddie Haskell, aren't you? Just running around making trouble everywhere. Hey, it's me, Russell. Hey. Are you with the promoter? Because I like to hit directly on that girl. For my TikTok videos, of course. Can you sign this release?
Just forewarning. Anyways, it's no shocker that when girls drink, they start to really loosen up. I mean, the next thing you know, they're dancing like strippers or they're making out with each other. And I spied on the other side of the table a blonde Asian girl with fake cherries.
I thought that word last night at dinner. It's so cool. I can't wait to use it in my TikTok video. Instead of calling them melons, I'm going to call them cherries. Oh, Russell. You devil, you. Stop it, Russell.
An Asian woman with, Asian blonde, woman with hair blonde hair and stripper.
And stripper cherries.
Something?
Stripper cherries.
Okay. Yeah.
Making out with one of her friends, and I'm like, oh. Perfect.
Perfect. This one's for me. Stand back. This calls for Russell. This situation calls for Russell. Quick, Uber? Uber Eats? Can you get some kicking chicken over here to the gay night at the club? I got a bunch of women making out with him. I need some hot chicken. And I need some hot chicken and the keys to the math lab.
And a 6'1", well-dressed white guy hitting on a Blasian is like shooting with a handicap. I mean, it's child's play.
What?
What?
Now, not that I need to prove any of this stuff, but some of you guys...
Not that I need to prove any of this stuff, but I'm going to desperately try because I need your affection and attention and your love.
Guys that are already following me on my Instagram have seen the blonde Asian girl. And if you're on my mailing list, you've seen some explicit details.
What's mailing
He's
list?
He's got an actual, like, mailing?
Oh, yeah. Holy,
like, where
listen.
He put stamps on the...
Yeah.
the letters?
You've seen some exclusive photos. You're sending photos of the girls that you've slept
Does
with?
Do you have a newsletter?
I guess. We need to sign up. How do we do that? He's like, I've got a printing press that's in Charleston. He's just sending them out. X-ray, read all about it. Russell gets laid again. X-ray, read all about it. Russell gets pulled over by a cop that happens to be fucking his girlfriend after he gets caught cheating on his girlfriend. Shaving a haircut, 2 bits.
I digress. Anyways, I didn't even have to...
But I digress. It's in my newsletter.
It's in my Sign newsletter.
I'm cool with the 13 to 15-year-old crowd.
Buy her a drink. I just poured her a drink from the table.
I'm great with the middle school crowd, just to let you know.
Table, and we just started chatting up, and it was cool. At the end of the night, I ended up back at her place because it was a little bit closer than mine. And her place was great. Her parents are rich, so it was awesome. Anyways, we did a little bit more than just watch a movie at 3 a.m., and we dated for like...
What, did you go to second base? We did a little bit more than watch a movie.
Those cherries were popping.
I fingered her over the jeans. What is that, second and a half base? Is that like stealing second, I think is what they call it? I stole second.
Like a year and a half after that. Now, in the first month or so of that relationship, no three-way happened, and you're still figuring each other out. But
it's called a threesome, not a three-way. A three-way is a phone call you make. God damn, get it right, kid. I could teach this kid a thing or two. I feel like I should remix one of his TikToks. Uncle Brian, this calls for Grandpa Swimmy
that
Trunks.
That is absolutely what you need to do for your next reel.
Grandpa Swimmy Trunks. It's called a threesome, not a three-way, son.
Also, you're still figuring out kind of where your boundaries are and so on. Anyways, once you get over that hump, I optimistically suggest we watch adult films. It begins.
Oh, my God.
I optimistically suggest that we watch adult films.
Optimistically? What is that? What? Hey, hon. Hey. What do you think about watching a movie?
You gonna have movie night tonight?
Yeah.
Would you like for it to be an adult film?
How about an adult film?
I'm optimistic you'll say yes.
Yeah. Hey! Black Asian girl with blonde hair. I keep sending nudes to my newsletter to 13-year-old boys. Creepy best friend boys all around the country.
And also, I have the forethought to screen the videos that we're going
to
watch.
Oh, you have the forethought to screen the videos. What were you going to do? Let me ask you a fucking question, you dipshit. What were you going to do? Were you just going to randomly start putting in DVDs that you don't know what they are? Let's see. Gaping.
I had the forethought because I'd seen all of them 100 times.
That's right. Gaping anuses or big bad bears? Which one should I do? I'll tell you what, I'm going to put it in the 5-disc changer and just see which one comes up. What do you think about me having anal sex with another guy?
Ahead of time, so I know what she's gonna see, so I can make some key suggestions. And during the heat of the moment, I'd be like, hey, would you try something like that? And she'd always go, maybe. They always say that.
Oh, they always say that. If I know one thing in my 22 and a half years of life, it's that they always say that when I randomly optimistically put a porn movie out after I met them at the club because they were a black Asian and 6'1" guy getting up to them and giving them a drink. It's completely random because I visit the bar every week for 6 weeks where everyone knew me, and when I hang out with the club promoters, there's never another guy around. That's what I know. That's a life lesson you can take to the bank. Russell said so.
Fostering that maybe response and encouraging it, and especially the dirty talk during sexy time. Next thing you know,
why are you talking like a 3-year-old?
I don't know.
Dirty talk during sexy time. Cherries as the name for tits. Talk about a porn movie. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean,
hey, it's an adult movie.
It's an adult movie. Sorry.
That's what everybody calls it.
Everybody calls it a porn movie. I should know better. If I want to be like Russell, I'm going to have to sharpen up my language.
Have her download Tinder out of curiosity.
What?
Now, let me say.
You ever downloaded Tinder out of curiosity? Curiosity for you or for her? Who's really curious here? Because I have a feeling you might be curious, Russell.
Say this, that picking girls to bring home as a couple from Tinder isn't actually the best option, because a lot of the time those girls are busted. I've learned that shit the hard way. It's not for everybody, but it's better to go meet them out in person. But when you're easing into things, it's a good place to start.
Huh? What? I think he just said that Tinder girls are ugly.
His method is just—it's way too.
The method, the Russell method.
There is no method. Yeah, exactly.
The Russell method.
I'm not following his method here.
Lamaze is a method. Russell is a mess.
Fast forwarding a bit, she does match with a girl, and they kind of vibe, and she eventually invites her on a date with.
Wait, you just said that the Tinder was not the place to meet somebody, but now you're telling us that Tinder was the place that you met somebody.
Yep.
Okay, following along.
Us, I'm in like one picture on her profile, and we took her to the same venue from one of my earlier stories called Firefly in Studio City. And
why are you telling us where you went? Who cares? You getting paid by these places? You too can have a threesome if you come to Firefly City down in Studio City. Watch threesomes happen all the time. Many hot girls with no one around. Except for the promoter and his girlfriend. Hit on her first. Meet Russell from TikTok. Get laid all the way across the bridge.
We took this girl on a proper date. I mean, she showed up. She was a little thicker than we anticipated, but whatever. We rolled with it just to see how it would go. And it ended up going really well. She came back home with us and done deal. The newcomer left in the morning, and that right there was the time I realized that this was the beginning of a beautiful relationship. And then we started doing that like every month. But here's some rules.
But here's
the
some
newcomer.
Rules.
The newcomer. The newcomer.
The
left.
Newcomer left. What are you?
How I convinced my girl.
Okay.
Girlfriend right. To have a three-way? Part five. Here
part
are the rules.
Five.
Here are the
these
rules.
These are the rules that she...
It's part five, but it's really part four, because he can't count. He started at number two, so there. Don't ask me.
He said, for me, these are rules that I'm giving to you from lessons that I've learned, because if you try to have a three-way with your girlfriend, if you follow these rules, you'll have a much better time. I promise.
He promises. Money back guarantee.
I promise.
Coming over from James Island looking to get laid by two women? I promise these rules will work. Come to Fireside at Studio City. Tell them you're with Russell.
Code.
Hi. Yeah, code.
Use the promo code Russell.
Use the promo code Russell. Yeah, I'm here for the threesome conference. Promo code Russell. Who? Russell? He said. Who's Russell?
Also, you're 12.
Also, you're 13.
I got this newsletter.
I got this newsletter in the mail from my friend Russell. He said all the hot chicks were here talking to nobody. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Rule number one, always let her pick the girl.
I'm just going to not say anything to that because what? Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. You don't just bring someone and go, here, have a
three. Here. Lick a vagina. She's clean. I checked. Take her cherries out and put them in your mouth. I got this one at the Walmart parking lot. She's going to be a doctor any day now. She's working on her thesis. She just won the Nobel Peace Prize. Let her sit on your face. Touch her scrundle with her chin. Yeah, here. You two. Fuck for my pleasure. I am Russell.
I met her in the Walmart parking lot.
I met her in the TJ Maxx produce section. Look at those melons. What more could you ask for?
Doesn't matter how hot she is. It doesn't matter what she looks like. None of that stuff. Let her choose the girl, because no matter what, it's something that you're doing with your girlfriend. So that's cool anyways.
This is actually pretty solid advice.
I mean, that is.
Yeah, before you force sex on your girlfriend, it's an arrestable offense.
Let her pick the
right.
girl, at least.
Wow, Russell, what a gentleman.
I know, right?
Sometimes before I have sex with him, and I ask them if it's okay. That's awful.
If you pick the girl, that is a recipe for disaster. She's going to be so jealous. It will never happen again. Always let her pick. Rule number two. This one should be obvious, but wear protection. The first thing your girl is going to be troubled about is the jealousy. Number two, though, is she safe? You get what I'm saying? So just wear protection and it'll work out better for all of you guys. And believe me, I know.
What is this, a public safety announcement? I actually wanted some rules. That I thought you were going to give me some tips and tricks on how to get laid. You're telling me to put on a rubber before I have sex with a stranger.
Thanks, Russell.
Yeah, thanks, Russell. Where'd you learn that? Sex ed? Right after math class? That one time?
Oh, it sucks, but you gotta do it. Rule number three. Don't try to encourage player three to hang out with you guys the next day. I know you're gonna want to feel like, oh, let's be friends and all that. Don't do it, man.
Kick her right out of the door.
Get the unknown.
Hurry, get out before my girlfriend wakes up. Hey, it's 5:30 in the morning. You gotta go. The Uber's waiting outside, like down the street. The Uber's waiting at the next neighborhood over. Run! Run!
Your girlfriend's going to be super jealous. It is not going to work. And lastly, you're going to catch a little heat, so just keep your cool and let your girlfriend know it's okay.
What?
What? You're going to catch a little heat. Yeah, that was kind of an anticlimactic way to end. You're going to catch a little heat. You mean you're going to catch a little syphilis? What do you mean? I don't understand.
I thought you were using a rubber.
I thought you were using a rubber, Russell. I thought this worked out every time. I think we found a new person that we can have some fun with.
Oh, yes.
Russell is a ball of laughs. It feels to me like actually Russell is a very inexperienced young man. Mm-hmm. Like that Russell may not have all that much experience out there in the dating world. Because some of the things that he's saying and words that he's using just doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But maybe to another young man, then, you know.
That's what I was saying earlier. Do not follow Russell's advice.
Nah. Don't worry about threesomes. Worry about concentrating on one woman at a time.
Yes. And if get that down.
Yeah, get that down.
Get that down.
Then work on two women at a time.
Yes.
And if your girlfriend's into that kind of thing, let her lead the charge. And if you're into that kind of thing, find a girl that likes that kind of thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then understand that it's a very complex situation when you get involved in a threesome, unless it's just, you know, at the swingers party and it's just like tits and ass flying everywhere.
Melons and cherries.
Yeah, you're just sticking your thing and you're sticking your dick in many holes at a time. Woo, woo. I brought some pineapples. By the way, Astrid, no shit, got a brand new welcome mat for it. Did you see that? It's got pineapples on it. I was like, Astrid, do you know that's the international sign for swingers? And she's like, what?
It's
no,
really
it's pineapples.
Not just pineapples. Like a pineapple in itself, it's the upside down pineapple.
Oh, it's the upside down pineapple. Well, a couple of them are upside down. Okay. I just thought I'd point that out. Anyway, don't follow Russell's advice. He's an idiot.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there. And you should never have two girlfriends at the same time that don't know about each other.
Yep,
that's just a dumb shit thing to do. Yeah. Here's the thing. Don't cheat. You want to know why? Because you're going to get cheated on.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what happens. You think you're
and also, it's just a bad thing to do.
It's a bad thing to do. It doesn't feel good for anybody involved.
No.
You'll get that when you grow up. You think it's cute and it's fun and I'm playing games and all this other stuff. But then it hurts people's feelings and you're going to realize someday. And maybe that day might be not be right now. It might be many years from now. But you're going to realize that that was a very hurtful thing to do.
Yep.
And
that's
yeah.
our public safety announcement.
Not to mention I can barely get one girlfriend, let alone two at the same time. It doesn't happen. Except for that one time. But I threw up. I almost became a cheater.
Yeah.
I almost did. Anyway.
You didn't do it, though.
What's that?
You didn't do it, though.
No. And I feel better about it.
Yes.
I actually feel better about it.
Yes, now you've got a clean record.
That's right. Never cheated. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can leave all, read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and get our entire library, audio and video. You can also leave us a message. Here's the deal. We're giving away $500 near the 4th of July weekend to encourage people to go to @thecommercialbreak and join Instagram or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe and leave a comment. Leave your best comment. And we're going to pick that best comment and we're going to give you $500 cold cash.
Woo!
In celebration of TCB TV minus.
The debut.
That's right. The debut of TCB TV minus. So the entire month of June, we're doing this. So make sure you go, you subscribe, you leave your comment. We're giving away $500 in cash. That's because we love you. Like and subscribe. Leave a review if you want to. And make sure you text us or leave us a voicemail at 470-584-8449. Remember, @thecommercialbreak on Instagram and or youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Leave a comment on one of our videos or one of our posts, and we will put you into the running for $500 to be given away near the 4th of July weekend. We're super excited about this.
Yes, nice.
It's our little gift to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's our little gift to you. We're trying to encourage more people to get on there and engage with us. So there you go. What else?
I think that's it, Brian.
Don't know how much other damage I can do.
That was good.
I want to say thank you to Zac Efron's people who once again reached out to us. We're sorry that we didn't get to you today. We had very important information to give away with Russell here. And so it just didn't make it work. And all the other guests that we actually didn't have on the show today. Thank you for reading all the way through the email. We certainly appreciate it. And until next time, all I got to say is best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.